This is Tracy. And this is Sheila. And we're Spy Fat Chicks. And this is our farewell to Aurelia episode. It's also subtitled All the Wasted Year, because we're going to be reviewing places that we either didn't get a chance to go to or we went to within the last month or so. We didn't get a chance to eat at them as often as we would have liked.
Yes, and I think we're going to start with, by the way, we're recording at Razzmatazz, down in, in Aurelia, obviously, probably the last time we'll be able to record here.
Goodbye, You're Making Me Crazy.
Oh, You're Making Me Crazy, so good. We have to take some with us. So, we're going to start with the homework we assigned ourselves back in the pizza episode. And we said, after so many people told us to go to Theo's, that we would go to Theo's and get pizza. And we did, and it was darn tasty.
It was awesome pizza. It was, what we'd call, like, gourmet pizza. It's not, like, Greasy Spoon bomb pop pizza. The price point's a little bit higher, but the quality of the ingredients is also a little bit higher, too.
It reminded me to be on the same par as New Day Pizza.
Yeah.
The New Day Bakery in Morgantown downtown. Well, not downtown, but the South Park. Mm-hmm. It's really different texture, different taste, but same quality.
Yeah.
So you pay for that. It was about $16 for one topping, large. Mm-hmm. But it was a big large.
It was a big large. And you said you really liked the Italian sausage on it?
Oh, yeah, we had an Italian sausage pizza. It was the penny slices. Really good Italian sausage. Really good quality cheese.
And it didn't have the little pools of orange tasty oil on it.
It's not tasty oil. It's gross oil. It blotted off. No, it's
not. It has flavor.
No, it doesn't.
It's flavor floating on
top. It's a lubricant for your intestines. I don't need that.
Anyway,
so really good pizza. If you're in the mood for something that's very tasty and you don't mind paying a little more than if you go to two for one or pizza, we definitely recommend it. I like how they have the takeout set up where it's at a totally separate area of the restaurant, so you're not running into people going in and out
of
the
restaurant. It's kind of like at the side of the kitchen where you can see them all working.
Yes.
But then they can get the orders out the front to go to the restaurant, and you can have your orders take out the side.
And we also decided to go to Theo's just for regular dinner, too. We figured since they do both pizza and regular food, why not check out both?
Mm-hmm.
And so the inside of it's really nice. It reminds me of a non-chain version of Olive Garden's almost.
Yeah.
But they don't have all the Italian crap all over the place because they don't feel like they have to do it. It's more...
All the decorative oils and stuff?
Yeah, it's really actually a very tasteful decoration. Theme inside. Very nice.
I was afraid we weren't going to be able to afford to eat there.
It does look more expensive on the outside
right.
than it does
but it's
inside,
casual.
Too.
It is casual dining.
Though. Yeah, you had people there in shorts and hats and t-shirts, and you had some people who were dressed up, and some people that was their evening out, and they...
Well, there was a party of old days. I think it was somebody's birthday party.
Yeah.
Behind us.
It was so cute. There were like 16 of them.
Yeah. It was like the Golden Girl Brigade.
Yeah, it was adorable, though. But, they have an extensive menu. They have a lot. You can get pizza, obviously, inside to eat, sit down. You can get different pastas. They had seafood, all kinds of neat things, lots of salads. I ended up getting one of the Alfredo pasta bakes.
I ordered the lasagna.
Which wasn't. It was, I'll talk about mine first, and I'll let Sheila explain hers. It was a chicken Alfredo and broccoli pasta bake with ziti in it. I'm sorry, not fettuccine, ziti. It was really good. Their Alfredo sauce was very good. I like the way they did it in the pasta bake because when they put the layer of mozzarella on the top and around it, it sealed in the moisture, which one of my big complaints with any Alfredo dish is usually the pasta sucks up the sauce and makes it drier, or it dries out on the way to the table because of the heat.
That's a problem with baked pastas, too, where
yeah.
you have, like, if you do lasagna in a square pan, you get, like, the crunchy corners, which some people like to eat and consider it a delicacy, but a lot of people say that's a weak spot for baked pasta.
Yeah, but, you know, how can you not put it in a square pan for lasagna? Because, you know, they don't make round lasagna noodles. Which
yeah, but you
should.
Use oval, I guess.
They don't make oval.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean noodles or
an oval
pans?
Pan.
Oh, yeah, you could, but still.
But it involves more trimming, though.
It does, and I'm impatient, so I always use a square pan, and you'll just have to eat the crunchies and like it. But anyway, back to my Alfredo pasta bake. It was really good. The sauce was very creamy, very garlicky. The chicken was very, very well done. It had a good grilled taste to it. Good, large chunks of broccoli. Very tasty. I ate all mine because I'm a pig.
It sounded kind of like this.
It was my Hoover impression for the night, so go ahead.
So I ordered the lasagna because I often order lasagna in Italian places. And what they brought to me was not a lasagna. It was good, but it was a little bit disappointing. It was more like a pasta bake. It came in the same kind of container as Tracy's did, and instead of having the layers of noodles and meats and sauce. It had, like, a thicker than a fettuccine ribbon pasta that was all tangled together. And the sauce and the meat and everything, and then they had the cheese on top. So it was a pasta bake, which is fine. It was good, but it wasn't a lasagna.
Once Sheila readjusted her expectations to, oh, it's not lasagna, she was much happier with it.
Yeah.
But originally she was like, oh.
This is the worst lasagna I've ever had, but it's the best pasta bake.
So, and it comes with bread, and it was came out to about around 15 bucks a person, really, by the time it was all said and done.
Yeah.
It was around 30-ish for the two of us, which isn't bad.
We did have dessert, though.
Oh, yeah, that's right, we did have dessert. And I still don't remember what it was called, but
it was like a raspberry chocolate
cheesecake thing. It was so good, though.
I can't remember what the name was, but it was delicious.
It was too rich for one person. I'm glad we split it. It's the best part about being married. You always have somebody to share dessert with.
Yes.
And totally worth it. If we go again, if we're in town or whatever, and we decide to eat there, I'm all for skipping an appetizer and getting dessert instead.
Yeah, so, definitely.
Good stuff. And they have a full-service bar. You can get cocktails. They have a really good...
They have a wine selection,
That's what I was looking
for. Wine by the bottle and by the glass.
And they have a good draft beer selection. So it's someplace where you can really go out for a nice meal. It's like a date place.
Yeah.
You're going to take your date in Aurelia.
Or a special celebration.
Yeah.
You got that promotion at work or whatever.
Or, you know, like it reminds me of going out with my friends in high school when it was like a special occasion. We'd go out to Olive Gardens all together. Yeah. That was like the thing to do when we were 16. And it reminded me of that.
It's the affordable luxury place.
It is. It's, you know, save your money as a teenager and you can go there kind of place. So we give it 2 hearty thumbs up. We really liked it. All the wasted year. I wish we had gone there sooner.
Yeah, definitely.
I think we would have gone there to Eastside Mario's. And I love Eastside Mario's.
Me too.
So,
but we're also all about supporting local businesses. So yes. Price, middle of the road.
Portion size. A solid 4.
Yeah, definitely a 4.
Solid bordering on a 5. I think Aaron really might have been able to polish the pasta bake off.
Well, they brought bread too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And then they take cash and debit.
And Visa.
And Visa.
Mm-hmm. Cash, credit, Visa. So I think they take MasterCard too. All kinds of ways to pay. Same thing if you go to the side and order pizza. So next up is actually almost right next door to it. And it's another pizza place.
Yay!
And this is totally an all the wasted year. I feel terrible not going there.
We should have ordered there like...
First
every 2 weeks.
In town, yeah.
Every time we get paid, we should
have been,
yeah, there.
That should have been the payday place. Tops Pizza.
I think it's actually Tops in Pizza.
Tops in Pizza. Well, it's Tops.
But it has, like, the cutest logo. This is, like, a big top hat on the O of Tops.
And both these places are on Memorial Avenue. And it's mostly a takeout. They have a couple tables you can eat inside, but really I think you'll be happier taking it home.
Yeah.
If there's already people there, you're kind of out
of
luck.
Elbow to elbow.
Yeah. And they do... It reminds me of a lot of the Italian places in Morgantown that do takeout. Or that are only takeout. They do great pizza. They have sandwiches on the menu. They have pasta on the menu. You can get takeout lasagna, takeout veal parmesan. I mean, they have a little bit of everything on there.
And they have an entire section of their menu just devoted to parmesans.
Yes.
Like chicken parmesan, veal, beef.
Yes.
And meatball parmesan.
So, first, the pizza. Really good pizza.
Delicious.
Excellent crust. It's a little bit thinner than Theo's. It's a little closer to New York style, but it's not quite as thin as, say, El's Pizza in Morgantown.
Yeah.
It's got a little bit more crust to it. The sauce is just impeccable.
Awesome.
The perfect pizza sauce. It reminds me of my dad's pizza sauce.
Mm-hmm.
You know how he does that kind of slightly sweet sauce because he uses a little bit of sugar to cut
the acid in the tomatoes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's perfectly balanced sauce. The cheese is really good. We got a pepperoni pizza, and
here cometh the diatribe.
Here's the rant. And it's not Canada. It's just up here.
Yeah.
Pepperoni in Aurelia is different, and I don't know why. If you go to a chain pizzeria, you're going to get what you're used to seeing as pepperoni. It's going to look like pepperoni. It's going to taste like pepperoni.
For the purpose of this discussion, I'll call it dry pepperoni.
Mm-hmm.
Because the pepperoni around here is decidedly wetter.
Yes. It's not, I don't know if it's
a different texture. I don't know what the deal is.
I don't know if it's cured differently, but it's almost more like a bologna.
Yeah, it's more like lunch meat than it is like a dried pepperoni.
Like, I'm used to pepperoni that it has a texture similar to good hard salami.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually has a drier texture usually. And that's like what you get when you go to Pizza Hut or something.
Yeah.
And this has less of a pepperoni, less of a salami texture, and more of a almost bologna texture with some chunks in it.
Yeah.
It's just not my thing. The color's different. The texture's different. The taste is decent.
And for some reason, every place that uses it puts it underneath the cheese, so it's even wetter.
Yes. It doesn't crisp up at all. And I'm a huge fan of pepperoni on the top. So, and when I went to make pepperoni rolls for my team at work, which is a West Virginia delicacy, and I thought they needed to try it, and everybody liked them, I went to every grocery store in Orillia and all the delis trying to find what I was used to as pepperoni, and I finally lucked out down at Metro, and they had the prepackaged packs of Bridgeport, and they sell that in the States. And that's usually not like go-to pepperoni in the States, but it was at least, it looked like what I think of as pepperoni. So it was like an odyssey. I felt like Odysseus looking for pepperoni instead of trying to find my way home.
And this
I had
is
to
like,
fight an ogre for it, or I'm sorry, a cyclops for it.
Medusa shows up.
But yeah, I try to grab my pepperoni. I think I may be reduced to if we can't. I'm sure Oshawa has it.
Well, yeah, because I've never seen pepperoni like this either. I don't know if it's just a, like, Georgian Bay
maybe.
Thing. I'm not sure. But anyway.
I don't know.
So that's the diatribe about pepperoni.
I may have to be reduced to, like, bringing sticks of pepperoni back over with me.
Bring your own pepperoni?
Yes.
So.
Well, the sandwiches.
The sandwiches were totally amazing. The first time we got it, we ordered two different kinds, which is kind of a modus operandi for us, and then split it and switched.
Mm-hmm.
So we each got half to try. And I got the meatball submarine sandwich.
And I had the chicken parm.
Yep. And it was amazing.
It was blow you away good. We had been craving good sandwiches like that since we moved. This is the kind of sandwich we used to go to, like, Jersey's and get, or we'd go to Casa d'Amici downtown in Morgantown and get. And we really missed it. And the meatball sandwich, the meatballs were perfect.
They're nice and soft, so they, like, squish down.
This is totally my arrogance here, but my dad makes great meatballs. And I've learned how to make his meatballs, and I have them almost dead on. Mm-hmm. And these were as good as ours.
Yeah.
You know? So I was totally blown away by that. Perfect bread, lots of sauce, lots of cheese. And then the chicken parm sandwich was...
It was amazing. And the funny thing is that I'd been making fried chicken the week before this, where we had the little cutlets, and I was breading them and shallow frying them in a little bit of oil on the stove.
You did it the way my mom does them.
Yeah, exactly. And the chicken parm was almost exactly like that.
Yes. It was a nice, thin piece of breast, but there were a couple layers of it. It wasn't just one thin piece of breast meat on there. There were a couple layers.
Yeah.
And it was perfectly breaded and encased. The breading didn't crumble off when you bit into it. It had a great texture. Again, the sauce was perfect. The cheese they put on it was amazing. And both sandwiches were rather large. It was about $8.50 for the chicken and $7-something for the meatball.
Yeah.
But you got a hearty sandwich.
My goodness. Yeah, that was enough.
Yes. I mean, splitting it between the two of us, that was more than enough food. And then the best part about this place, because we've had several itches we needed scratched. We needed a place with a good sandwich. And I missed the garlic knots that we discussed in the pizza episode from Casa d'Amici. And this is the coolest thing. Both Theo's and Tom's does this. You know the little Barbie doll tables they put in the middle of pizza? That's so that when the box lid comes down, it doesn't crush the pizza if they stack pizzas on top.
It doesn't stick to
if
the lid.
If they stack pizza on top, yeah. Well, instead of putting the little plastic table you just kind of pull out, lick off, and throw away.
To go to the landfill to sit there?
Yes. They put a little little dough ball, a little baked dough ball, like a little roll. And they use that for the little Barbie table. So you get a consumable Barbie table.
Yeah.
And the one at Theo's was really good, but the one at Tops was like a little garlic
amazing.
Knot.
Yeah.
And we opened the pizza, because we got the pizza first before the sandwiches. This was a couple weeks before the sandwiches. And we're like, oh my god, that's a garlic knot. And we tasted it and said, it is a garlic knot. It's just knotted. So we went back a third time, and we only got one sandwich to split, which was the meatball sub to split. And then we got a half dozen garlic knots, which is like a garlic, sorry, they call them dough balls.
Yeah.
We got half dozen of the little dough balls to split. And it was like $2 for six. And they were huge. They were like...
They're like softball size.
Yeah, they're like garlic dinner rolls, not garlic knots. I guess they make smaller ones for the middle of the pizza. Totally worth it again.
Oh,
just
amazing.
Soaked in the garlicky goodness, buttery and soft.
Golden
and
brown. You're thinking about it right now. There's little dough balls circling your head.
There are.
Like Iunstones of deliciousness.
They are. I'm kicking myself for not going there sooner. And we would drive by it on the way to Blockbuster all the time.
And everyone's like, oh, you should totally try Tops. And we're like, hey, there's Tops. We should totally try it.
And we've even said it to each other. We're like, hey, they have slices. We should stop in and get a slice and try it out. And we just never stop. So definitely not the wasted year. Like, they get like 6 thumbs up. Yep. Price is great. Portions are...
as big as you want.
Yeah, I'd give it a 5. Because yeah, I really think Aaron would polish off a pizza and an order of dough balls and be a happy customer. So.
Oh, yeah.
Totally worth it. They do delivery as well. They do debit and cash. I didn't see if they did Visa or not. So I would take cash if I were you.
Yeah, or your debit card. Mm.
So, next up.
The donut line.
Du-du-du.
And we got a little donut book from Half Price Books.
And this is also on Memorial Avenue, across the street from Theo's Atops, actually.
Yeah, and it seems like they're all over on Memorial Avenue. Mm-hmm. So we were reading this donut book, and of course it made us crave donuts because we're highly susceptible to suggestion.
Yes. Well, the donut book was written by the chick whose grandfather invented the automatic donut machine.
Yeah.
And it was really well written, and it had lots of color pictures in it, in recipes.
And I'm a visual person, so
and
it totally appealed to me.
I just like food, so... So after we finished the book, we decided to go out and get donuts that night. And we didn't want Tim Hortons. We wanted something more local.
Yeah.
Because the donut book talked a lot about little local donut places. And we'd been past the donut line a number of times. We stopped once. But they don't take debit. They only take cash.
Cash-only establishment.
And we didn't have cash on us, and we didn't want to use the little ATM in there and get charged, like, $1 million for...
For five.
For pulling out a 20. So we had cash with us this night, so we drove out to the donut line, got half a dozen donuts. Their prices are the same as Tim Hortons, 85 cents a donut.
Yeah.
So.
And the coffee smelled really good. We didn't get any coffee. Mm-hmm. We just got 3 donuts each.
Yes.
So we got half a dozen donuts for, what was it, like $3.50 or $4?
It was 3 something. A full dozen was $4.99, which is the same price as Timmy's.
Yeah, because you were going to get 2 donuts each. I'm like, well, why don't we just get half a dozen?
Might as well just get the half dozen.
We both got a black raspberry donut, which
was good.
It was like a Boston cream, but it was filled with raspberry jelly. And then it had the chocolate covering on it, on the top.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got a chocolate dip donut and just a plain old honey glazed donut.
Yeah.
And they were all soft and squishy and fresh and delicious.
And usually I'm a cake donut supremacist. And this time I didn't get a cake donut.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
I know. I usually get regular donuts or cake donuts, but I was craving the jelly filled ones.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up getting an apple spice one.
Yeah.
I had a blueberry, and then I had the black raspberry.
Yeah, you had all full donuts,
I know,
you?
Which I never do that. It was so weird for me, but they were all really good. Their fillings were really good. Their donuts were very, even though it was late at night and they were almost out, they still tasted very fresh.
Yeah.
Not greasy at all. Perfect donuts. Good stuff. So if you want something local, check them out for donuts.
The last place for the All the Wasted Year that we just went to just today... we're only going to talk a little bit about it because I think we're going to do an entire episode devoted to noodles, is the Viet and Thai place that used to be...
Well, wait, let's do it.
What was it called?
I don't know what it's called, but we'll approach it differently.
Because
it's not an all-the-wasted year, because it just opened up a month ago.
That's true.
I don't feel too bad not going there sooner.
We could have gone there sooner, but not by much.
Well, we stopped the one day, and they didn't have their Interac installed yet, and we were too lazy to go up the street to take cash out, so we ended up going someplace else. I think we got fish
like
chips or
tours.
Something. Tours, yeah. But, it was originally, when we first moved into town, it was a little breakfast place that was different. We walked down there, I think the second day we were in town, to get breakfast. And it was, words escape me to describe it.
It was like your crazy old religious aunt's living room.
Yes.
If you have one of those, which I don't think either one of us do. But I imagine that's what it would look like if you had one.
Yes.
There's
everywhere. Was very religious. The food wasn't bad. I mean, it was an average Canadian breakfast. I would have given it a 3 on the portion size. It wasn't amazingly fill you up, but it was good. We're like, it wasn't bad. We might go back. And we never made it back, and then a month later it was closed. But oh, okay.
It was Good Old Days, I think it was.
I think it was called Good Old Days or something.
It had something to do with bygone days.
Maybe it was bygone days.
It had something to do with, like, the old days.
Yes.
And it kind of fit.
Yes.
Really, literally.
But it was a cute little place inside. Yeah. It was well lit, lots of space. It was on the corner of Mississauga and Front Street.
On your way down to the lake.
Yes. And the place was empty all winter. And then middle of the summer, a Vietnamese and Thai place moved in. And their menu's not huge. We're going to talk about them another time, but we do want to just toss out their great food.
Yeah. We're going to go back again
try
before
the,
we leave.
Yes. Try the noodle bowls. So those are the places we've gone to recently that were definitely in all the wasted year. Now we've got some places that we didn't go to, and we feel bad because we wanted to, but it either was, we didn't start doing the podcast until we'd lived here for 6 months.
Yeah, so that was like half a year.
Yeah, and we were in a rut. We were going to, found the places we liked, we were going to those regularly.
Yeah.
And we weren't willing to break the mold. So let's start.
The Ossawippi Express, which actually, the funny thing is I saw it on TV first before I even realized that it was here.
Yeah.
It was on Restaurant Makeover, and they redid it. And I'm like, hey, isn't that the place down by the lake?
Oh yeah.
There's also Zatz, which we only made it to breakfast at, and that's not really enough to judge a place on.
Which, it's an Italian place, which is weird, but they do a regular breakfast in the mornings on the weekend. And, you know, normal regular breakfast, good sausage, good bacon, though the one thing they had that really stood out, which was, I'd like to go back and get some if we can before we leave, was that jam.
Oh, yeah, that jam was awesome.
Was it a strawberry homemade
Sort of strawberry preserve of some type, and it was delicious.
It's like they make it themselves.
The chefs devised the recipe and everything.
It's amazing. So, and then the martini place, the grape and the olive.
Which maybe if we take my mom up to the Beatles Festival next year. We'll stay at the hotel, because it's attached to the Best Western Hotel. But we're like, ooh, martinis for Tracy, wine for Sheila.
Sounds like
a good idea.
I like a good vodka martini. Not a fan of the gin ones, though.
Gin needs tonic.
Yes, it does.
Then there's the Royal Oak, which is a Chinese place down by Metro on the left-hand side of it. And they have dim sum.
Well, they advertise they have dim sum items.
You have to kind of order it from the kitchen. Mm-hmm. They don't have the carts or anything, but... So they have that. And then there's a chicken place called CW Coops, kind of by the Book Review, the used bookstore, which we never went to either.
Yeah, it's on the way to the mall. We just never got a chance to stop there. We drove by all the time, said, oh, we should check it out. And then there's 16 Front Street.
Which we've heard all kinds of good things
about.
Yes,
and we were scared to go in there at first because it looks, again, like
Theo's. It looks super swankified.
We were like, wow, that's a special occasion place. We can't afford just to walk in and eat there on a payday or something.
Right.
But I've been told it's not. The menu's very reasonable. I've been told by some people that the food's really good. They have good sandwiches.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, our budget's usually $12 to $15 per person if we have it, you know. Yeah. But that place looked... Well,
that
beyond.
Like a, that looked more
it looked like a $20 per person thing.
It looked like the Ossawippi Express, which is definitely a pricey establishment, which also contributed to us not going because, yeah, we could have, but by the time we were at a point where we're like, yeah, let's go to someplace for a special occasion, we wanted sushi. Sushi trumps everything for us.
Well, the sushi place opened before we could go to the Ossawippi Express.
Yeah, and sushi
it was like
everything.
It blocked us.
Yeah.
The tamago blocked it.
Yeah, it's like I'm going to pay $20 a person for something I've never had before, or $20-$30 a person for sushi. I'm going to go for sushi. Which we will break that pattern. We are going to go to some nicer places eventually. We just, you know, we like sushi too much.
Yeah.
And then the last one was actually down the street on Mississauga. We walked by it all the time, and really nice decor on the outside, looked nice on the inside. We never got a chance to stop, and it was Maria's, in another Italian place.
Yeah.
They're filthy with Italian places up here.
Yeah, they are.
I'm glad to see the Thai place open, just to
break it up a little bit.
Yeah, bring in something besides your regular Chinese and regular Italian place. So, those were all the wasted years, and we never hit them. And in the future, we come back up to visit, we may actually go to some of these, and we'll let you guys know what's up with them, if they're worth it or not.
And then the last part is the places that we go to all the time, but we can't fit anywhere else.
Yeah, this is like, literally, it's the farewell Aurelia, here's our potpourri episode.
Right, I mean, unless we were going to do a supermarket show, there's a couple of these on here that really don't fit in anywhere else. The first one that I really want to give a big shout out to is Fred's Meat Market.
Yes,
Owned by a guy named Craig.
Craig. We love Craig, actually. But
Craig rules.
I refer him to as Fred. It's a little butcher shop on the corner of Mississauga and... remember the street, it's other side street.
It's across from the library.
It's actually, I think, officially on Mississauga West, not East.
Hmm.
And we were drawn in when we first moved here by the sign he has in the window for $4.99 a pound marinated steaks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, hey, marinated steaks are always great. You don't have to do them yourself. You know, it's usually ready to go as soon as you get it. And we went in and got a pound of marinated steaks, came home, threw them on the forming grill because we didn't have any place to put a regular barbecue out, and we're blown away.
It's like, wow, if this tastes this good on the George Foreman grill, can you imagine how it actually tastes on a real barbecue?
It was like buttery soft and just...
so tender.
It's a really regular good cut of meat. It's not anything crazy like a T-bone. It's just like almost like flank steak or something.
And it's really good.
It's just been marinated enough that it's really tender.
They marinated the heck out of it. And we ended up taking like 7 pounds of it down to Sheila's mom's place for her birthday, the barbecue for everyone.
Yeah.
And the steaks came out perfect.
Yeah.
In fact, we had dinner for everybody. And then there were leftovers. We ended up taking some of the leftovers the next day, chopping them up fine into like thin slices, and making sandwiches out of them while we were helping to build Rick's shed.
Yeah.
It was really good, too. Even cold, chopped up, it was great.
Exactly. Because we figured we could either take Mom out by herself, or we could bring stuff to cook for everybody, because she'd want everybody there.
Yeah.
So that was the better thing to do.
And your one aunt was even in that weekend, so it really worked out really well to have everybody there, the whole family there for dinner. So, and everybody liked the steaks. Then we started getting some other things from there, and everything we've had is good.
Their bacon rules.
Their ground meat's really good. The bacon, if you ask, they'll slice it thicker for you if you want.
Yeah, they're all about old school customer service.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, same thing with the pork chops. Mm-hmm. If the pork chops that they have are too thin or too thick, they'll cut them to order for you. No problem at all.
Exactly. Good prices. Comparable to supermarkets, if not better.
Yeah.
Better quality meat, I think, on most cases. And they do freezer packs. These are so cool. Mm. They do these crazy bulk deals where it starts around $50 and it goes up to $400. And you can get these different, like, almost like value meal style packages that have all these meats in it. And it's a great variety, and it's a great price. And if you have a chest freezer and you live within 50 miles of Aurelia, there's no reason not to check this out.
Definitely, check it out.
When we finally get a chest freezer, we're going to make trips back up here to get meat from this guy, because it's so good.
Yeah.
We got one and split it with Sheila's mom.
Yeah.
And it ended up being around, what do you think, $2-something a pound?
I think so, yeah.
$2-something a pound for everything
we got.
Well,
if something you don't like if you don't want the liver, then they'll substitute it for dollar value. Like, you can get, like, hot dogs instead.
Yeah.
Which are really awesome.
Or you substitute it out for chicken or whatever.
Or whatever.
And everything we had was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, their pork roasts were excellent. We did some crazy good pulled pork out of that.
Oh, yeah. And their ground meat, we always get... I mean, we hardly ever buy meat from the supermarket at all, to be honest. We mostly buy all of our ground meat and bacon and everything and steaks from Fred's.
So, really nice place, really nice people, great prices. It's really one of those hidden things in Aurelia. We've talked to people who live here, and they're like, oh, I go buy that all the time. I've never stopped. And we just want to grab them by their shoulders and shake them and say, what are you thinking?
Don't walk. Go in there. You need bacon.
Yes, so Fred's rocks. Next up, actually, is across the street practically from where we live. It's Ace Chinese Food. And it looks like your normal Chinese food place, but it reminds me of Chan's in Aurelia.
Yeah. Oshawa,
I'm sorry. Chan's in Oshawa. Really good Chinese food. Really nice people. Fast. We could
Super
order.
Fast.
We would call it in from our apartment. By the time we made it down the steps and across the street, it was almost done.
Well, we'd get lazy, too. I mean, if you were making stir fry, we forgot to
make
cook
rice.
The rice. We'd just phone up, hi, can I have 2 pints of rice, please? And they're like, okay, 2 minutes.
They probably knew us as those 2 pints of rice girls, so.
That's probably our Chinese nickname. 2 pints of rice, one, and 2 pints of rice, two.
Two, yeah. But their prices are good. They do really nice meal deals.
Yeah, they
what
do that.
The one you
the
got?
Fresh buffet.
Oh, yeah, that one's...
Yeah, where it's like you order so many dishes, and it's a set price per person.
Yeah.
And it doesn't actually have a buffet, but then the food's all cooked for you, so if you want to take the rest of it home, you can.
Yeah.
The one that I always get is the... It's like the number two or something. It's a chicken chop suey meal, and it's got a... It's like one of the styrofoam cases, and it's like half chop suey, half fried rice, filled to the top, and then it's got an egg roll with it, and it's actually
four
enough.
Chicken and four chicken balls.
Four chicken balls too.
It's a ton of food. Usually we
for
throw
like $8.50.
Yeah, we throw an extra egg roll on it, and that's enough for two people.
Yeah, we totally split it down the middle.
Yeah, I mean, great value, really good Chinese food.
They're always super cool too.
And I've had some terrible Chinese food in my life. Terrible takeout Chinese food.
I've eaten enough terrible Chinese foods. No.
Yeah, when you find a good place like that, you want to let people know about it. You help keep them in business.
And you cling to it.
Yes,
it's like a life preserver.
Ace Chinese on Mississauga, they're awesome.
There's Euphoria Smoothies.
Oh, just down the street from Ace Chinese.
Yeah. Still on Mississauga, and we've only gotten stuff there a couple times, but they're still really tasty.
Oh, yeah, they make a good smoothie. Really good smoothie. Great variety, too. They do bubble tea, but it's kind of weird because it's like a smoothie bubble tea, which isn't as good, I think, as a regular bubble tea, but their regular smoothies make up for it.
Yeah. So, next on the list, place that actually just got remodeled.
Yes, we're so excited.
The Aurelia Bakery.
I love the Aurelia Bakery.
It's on kind of where Front Street, before it starts to turn into 12, near the area by Giant Tiger and all of that. And it was in this little building before, and during the summer, they put a sign up, and they were moving next door to where the old, I guess, Canadian Tire was or something.
Home Hardware.
The old Home Hardware. And they were going to remodel. So they moved next door for a couple months. And even the temporary store was pretty nice. But you could tell it was temporary and they weren't happy.
And then they kind of slept in there.
Yeah, then they moved back into the regular place. And the new store is gorgeous. Spacious. Very well lit. It's like, remember when the new Kroger's opened up in Morgantown?
Yeah.
And you're like, wow, it's like artistic. Everything's artistically lit.
Yeah, it is. I mean, like, you could just sit there with a canvas and paint
still life.
Still life.
Like the dinner rolls.
Yeah, exactly. And it's true, though, and it's really nice that way they have it laid out, because there's, like, a nice little half wall between the bakers and the floor, so that they can just dump the stuff into the bins as it comes out for the dinner rolls and things like that, and the sausage rolls. They also have their regular breads. They have an awesome selection of breads.
Yeah, a little bit of everything. They do sourdough. They did the challah, the Jewish bread. They do Big Edge, ciabatta, pumpernickel.
Dried fruit and nut breads.
Mm-hmm.
They also do, like, sweets, property weakness for them.
Killer pastries.
Yeah.
And that's something that Mariposa doesn't really do, or the more strudel-y kind of pastries. Mariposa doesn't really do those, so they're kind of filling another niche.
Exactly. Like, they have the Eccles buns, which are kind of like a Fig Newton, but classier.
I would get the stick pastries. It was usually, like, a fruit and cheese, you know, the cream cheese kind of Danish-y thing.
Yeah.
And they're really good, too.
I keep getting the Black Forest...
Yeah, twist or
twist, I think. Where it's like this lattice work over the cherry stuff.
With chocolate
layered in the puff pastry dough, and ooh, so tasty.
And they're actually one of the two places in Aurelia where you can get yogurt fruits. They have a little yogurt fruits counter, and they have a full deli.
Yeah.
And the deli's a little scary because it has everything in it. They have sausages.
It is a complete deli.
They have head cheese.
Three different kinds of head cheese.
Yes. Three kinds of head cheese. Not just one, not just two, but three varieties for all of your head cheese needs. Because we know our listeners are huge head cheese fans. I've never eaten head cheese. I am so repulsed by the image of it. And I'm willing to try almost anything.
I say the same thing with them as I do anything else that our ancestors ate to live. When the zombies come, I will happily slap some head cheese into a roll and eat it for a sandwich and cover it with mustard.
Yeah.
Until that day comes where we're in a survival situation, I'm not going to touch it.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you anyway. I'll stick with steak and kidney pie.
My grandmother...
That'll be my way of helping out to eat the organ meats. I'll eat steak and kidney pie, but head cheese, no thanks.
Can't do it. My grandmother used to eat it. She loved it. I twitch, so not my thing. But, you know, if you're looking for an off variety or different variety of meats or whatever, they're a good place to stop and check out.
Well, they also have, like, dried sausages and stuff, too. Mm-hmm. So if you're into, like, pepperettes or smoked sausages.
And they have the venison pepperettes, too.
Yeah, so they have a good selection of that stuff, too.
So their breads are great. Their deli's got a huge variety.
All kinds of cheeses, too.
Tons of cheeses. They have some of the more gourmet cheeses, which a lot of the supermarkets carry, but they carry some stuff, too, that you might not find in a regular store. So worth checking out. If you're on your way up to the cottage and you're coming through Aurelia and you want to pick up some fresh bread for the weekend or whatever.
Get a big bag of their dinner rolls.
Yes.
The whole wheat dinner rolls.
Get a big bag of the whole wheat dinner rolls, and then before you eat them, like for dinner, whip them in the oven for like 5 minutes on 350, 450. And they toast up, they crunch up really well on the outside, but the inside still stays nice and soft.
It's like soft and moist.
They melt in your mouth then. Amazing stuff. And that's something else that impressed me. A lot of the rolls they have, they do it regular and whole wheat.
Yeah.
And there's a huge push to eat whole wheat, and I have an option, I'd rather pick the whole wheat.
Yeah, I jump in no problem with both feet. I love whole wheat, because it usually has more flavor to me.
That rhymed. That was so cute. I jump in with both feet for whole wheat. Should write a little jingle for, like, a whole wheat commission or something.
I jump in with both feet for whole wheat.
Yay.
Anyway, and the other thing that they have, too, going for them is they do offer a large selection of gluten-free breads, which is important because there's a small percentage of the population who I feel very bad for and must be totally miserable because they can't have regular beer,
anything.
Regular bread, because gluten's in, like, so
everything.
Much stuff.
Yeah, so 100% check out the Aurelia Bakery in town.
Country Produce.
Oh! It's like the larger, eviler twin of the Aurelia Bakery on the other side of town up by Walmart.
Yeah, exactly.
We love them, too. They offer different things.
Oh, yeah, exactly. They have some of the same stuff, but mostly it's different.
Yes.
It's a different kind of thing. They do more produce. And actually, we saw them when they did the Ossawippi Express on Restaurant Makeup. They went to Country Produce and got all kinds of local stuff.
Yeah.
They have local fruits.
Veggies, cider.
Veggies, yeah.
They do fresh cider there. They get the apples, and I think they process it there.
They have seafood there mm-hmm. that you can buy and take home. They have a massive selection of cheese. Mm-hmm. They have a cool little bakery that does pumpkin tarts and butter tarts.
Which is the feature for us. That's what we really dig is the bakery, because not only do they do the pumpkin tarts and the butter tarts and everything, they also do little pies, like steak and kidney pies, and they do the best ever pastry-wrapped sausages I've ever had.
Oh, yeah, and the spinach croissants. Oh,
that's probably my favorite.
See, when we first moved to town, we're kind of on the slide at the, good-for-you lunch.
Yeah.
And it's,
well, not good-for-you, because there's probably a ton of butter and fat in it, but we like to do, like, picnic-y lunches.
Yeah.
So what we would do is, because it's also on the way to work for us, we would stop there sometimes to pick up things for lunch. And we would get two sausage wrapped bread things, the sausage rolls.
Mm-hmm.
We'd get two of the spinach and butter croissants, and we'd each get a dessert and we'd get a soda. It came in right around $10, $12, which is a really good lunch for two
people. Yeah, I mean, you can't
even
get
less than that, I think.
Yeah, you can't get lunch for two people anywhere at a restaurant for $10.
Yeah. And we would do that for a picnic thing, just stop, grab it. We called it the Hobbit Lunch.
Mm-hmm.
It was really good stuff.
Yeah.
Their little steak and kidney pies were good. You had them a couple times.
They had steak and mushroom pie, too, if you're not into the filter thing.
I'm not into the organ meat thing, so I let Sheila have her fill of that.
And regular meat pies, too.
Mm-hmm. And I think they did chicken ones, too. And they have the cute little designs they cut into the pies. You could tell, like, a little chick for the chicken ones.
They had, like, a little mushroom. I think they just did K for the steak and kidney pie.
Yeah.
Don't eat the ones with K on them.
Yes, don't.
They'll filter you.
But they have a really, really good bakery there, too. So that's another place if you're looking for something different. Excellent croissants there. And they have, like, if you're looking, again, looking for a gift for mom, as I call them, like, gifts for mom kind of place, they have a good selection of, like, different candles and different cute little things that you could pick up if you're running out of gift ideas and you have a female member of the family you have to buy something for.
They have preserves, too.
And that lots of preserves, yes. And they also sell in their freezer case the ice cream, the Kiawatha ice cream.
Oh.
Kawartha ice cream from the
Derek. That was so cute. You just... I combined Hiawatha,
and
Indian
Kiawatha.
Princess,
yes,
and Kawartha.
She would eat it if she had it. So anyway.
Good thing you can't see blushes on radio.
Yes. And they have in their parking lot during the summer, they have a chip truck.
Yeah.
The Fry Hive.
The Fry Hive is awesome.
Airbrushed with this giant bee on the front. And they have really, really good fries. We got, was it sausages or burgers the one day? Or fish? I don't remember now.
They do have fish and chips out there, but
I think
we
got
burgers.
The burgers were good, the fish and chips were good. I had their poutine, it was very good. So it's another one if you're in the area and you want to stop and get a bite to check that out. The Fry Hive only takes cash. Inside,
yeah.
They take cash, debit, and credit.
And the Fry Hive's only open during the summertime.
Yes, but it's adorable. It's the cutest chip truck I've ever seen.
It is.
So we're almost through with our potpourri of places in Aurelia that are too cool not to mention.
There's
and
two places left.
Yes.
They're both pub places. There's Moe's Taps and Wings, which we never mentioned in the wing episode.
We hadn't been there, really.
We were there once.
Yeah, and that was when we first moved in, again, 6 months before we started doing the podcast.
And they have really, really good Thai wings,
mm-hmm.
and their medium's good, too. And they do a really good special on Sundays. It's a pitcher and 3 pounds of wings. You can split that any way you want with different flavors for $26.99.
Plus tax. And that's the best deal I've ever seen for wings and beer.
Yeah.
I don't think you can touch it anywhere else. And they do a similar deal Monday nights, too.
Right.
And that was definitely a kick in the butt all the wasted year, because we could have totally gone down there Sunday nights and gotten stuff. So,
because, I mean, if you're going to spend $30 on dinner anyway, $15 a person, you might as well just go get beer and wings.
Yes, because don't forget, in Canada, you're looking at $15 a pitcher.
Yeah.
So where are you going to get $15 for 3 pounds of wings? You're not.
Never.
Definitely. And the domestic thing, remember?
Oh, yeah.
It's domestic pitchers. We have to add that on to special. So.
Right, exactly. So I sidled up to the bar and said, so, for your Sunday wing special, is Anti-Gravity from Flying Monkeys Brewery a domestic? And they're like, of course it is. It's only from Barrie. It's like an hour away. And I said, aha, but I've been burned by this before.
where they mark up good local brews as premium beers,
and they're
don't include them as being domestic, even though they're made right down the river.
Uh-huh. They used to do that to us in Morgantown all the time, where we'd go in for like 250 tall glasses of domestic, and they wouldn't have Sam Adams included in that. They wouldn't have the Mountaineer Brewing Company.
Yeah, those weren't considered domestic, even though they were made in that state.
Yes.
But you could, premium.
But you really could only get like Bud Light, Bud, Coors, Miller Light on the draft special. But a lot of places would let you get Killian's and Amberbach, but we've even been places where they consider Killian and Amberbach a premium.
Which makes me furious.
Yes.
But anyway.
So it was frustrating, but it was nice to see that they're including the craft brews as domestic and letting you get the discount for that too. So yay, go Moe's for that. And the Brewery Bay, just down the street from Moe's. And it's a nice place to drink.
It is.
But the thing, I know why you wanted to put it on here, because it had something we'd never heard or seen of before.
Oh, yeah.
The vegetarian poutine.
Yeah, for our vegetarian friends, they do their poutine with mushroom gravy instead of using beef gravy. And I actually haven't tried it, but I've heard it's really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really cool. And apparently it's owned by, one of the people that own it is a vegetarian, so.
So they have some stealthy vegetarian options on the menu. So if you're looking for a place to eat out in Orillia and you don't eat meat, you might want to go cruise by Brewery Bay.
Yeah.
And it's pretty inside, too. They have that neat little area by the fireplace.
It is.
They set up a nice deck. Both Moe's and them set up some nice decks on the sidewalk during the summer for places to sit outside. So the patios, I guess you would call them, which is really neat, too. So I think that's it.
That's pretty much it.
Wow.
Thank you, Aurelia.
Yes.
For your fine eating.
Oh, delicious. We will be back up to visit, I'm sure. There's great kayaking up here. And I can't see myself staying away in the summers for that.
And Fred's is here.
We're going to have to come up and get meat when we get the chest freezer.
Yes.
So this will be the last episode all about Aurelia. We may record one more up here. We're not sure if we're going to do it here or wait till we move to Oshawa. But farewell, Aurelia. Soon it's going to be Zvi Fat Chicks in the great big city of Oshawa. I can't wait. Be in the land of the Rainbow Diner.
Yay.
This is Tracy.
And this is Sheila. And we're Zvi Fat Chicks. Thanks for listening.
We hope you enjoyed the Zvi Fat Chicks podcast. Please add us as a friend on MySpace and or Facebook. You can also follow us on Twitter. Please email your comments, questions, or suggestions to zvifatchicks@gmail.com. That's zweifatchicks@gmail.com. Our theme music is Hot Swing by Kevin MacLeod. Our podcasts, like Mr. MacLeod's music, are protected under a Creative Commons attribute copyright. You can make copies of our shows and share them with friends, but please make sure that credit is given. Once again, thank you for tuning in, and we hope you have a great day.